Thank you. My name is John Peterson. I am now a professor at the University of Florida. I retired from Cal Poly June 1st. I was the department head there for horticulture and crop science, and I went on leave at the University of Florida and worked on some recruitment issues for UF. And they said to me, gee, would you like to stay? And I said, yeah, you know, find me a position. And so they created a professor's position for me, so now I'm the faculty, and part of my responsibility is to help manage the undergraduate program that's being kind of united, and I'll share that with you. And let me say, I think the two most important things about addressing this issue of recruitment is there has to be someone who has that as an advocacy or a job that they're doing. It just doesn't happen if you rely upon administration to recruit for you. You know, it's just, you know, whoever shows up. And so the program that I've been involved in at US has positioned me as someone to kind of help with recruitment, help manage a changing curriculum, and also help with graduate programs and a few other projects as well. The current state of the curriculum at UF, and I'll give you a little background where we're at UF, because every place is different. At UF, the students come in and they can take whatever program they want. If they want to go into vet or pre-med or engineering or architecture, they can do that. Where I was at Cal Poly, they came in as a major and kind of got really tracked into that major. So there are differences. So I'll give you a little bit of background on UF, and you can relate it to whatever your program or context is. A number of years ago, they created a plant science major for undergraduates, and three out of the four plant science departments bought into that. And they were plant pathology, environmental horticulture, and agronomy. Currently, there's an effort to have horticulture science, which is the fruits and vegetable program at UF, department at UF, bought into the program as well and kind of united as an undergraduate program. The students like that, okay, because they think differently, and that's what I'll share with you. A sense of structure, again, plant science major, there are specializations, and those specializations are kind of linked to the departments. So the departments really handle the teaching assignments and the curriculum under the departments for the ones that I have lines in, like from agronomy, environmental hort, and plant pathology. There are about 75 undergraduates in agronomy, about the same number, a little bit less in environmental horticulture, about three in plant pathology, and separate from it, that's hopefully going to join it, is horticulture science, fruits and vegetables, which has about 80 undergraduates in the program now. When I went to Cal Poly, again, part of my job was to increase enrollment. They had dropped from 600 students down to about 180, and I was able to get them back up to about 300. And I also formed the wine and viticulture program, which started with about 40, 50 students, and we went up to 300 with that as well. So that's part of what, you know, my career has been, so it kind of fits what I'm working on here. So we started out with the questions. What are the issues? And they are, who are the prospective students? And I can tell you they're different now, and they're different depending on how you're bringing students into the university. How do we get them? And get them now. The current initiative, the big initiative, the Seed the Future initiative, is a great program. It looks at it long-term. What I've tried to address for the programs I'm involved with is how do we do it now? Because I think that, you know, we got to fill these rooms with more professionals now. And what information materials do we need to do that recruitment of prospective students? How could we adjust what was being done now and some proposed new initiatives? And I'll share some insights with you as well as some data information. So two primary ways of collecting information. There were focus group studies with students at UF, coming to UF, and out at two-year colleges, because the two-year colleges are really significant feeders to the program at UF. A high proportion of the students in the plant science program at UF are from Florida, 95% plus, okay? There is always more desire to get out-of-state students, and that's driven by tuition interest as well, okay? That's happening, I think, everywhere. In horticulture, plant science, about 80% or so of the students are from two-year transfers in. They come in sophomores, okay, 80%. Within the university, about 10 to 20% are transferring in after they figure out, I can't do it, I'm not making it, I want to find a new major. And then a very small group come in as freshmen. I think we had one last year that came in as a freshman to the program. So we're dealing with a lot of issues that relate to getting students through in 2 years as well with the program. Other issues that we looked at is just we find that right down the street, the students walk by the plant science building. There's an agronomy building this in the center campus, but the other plant science programs are all in Fifield Hall on campus. And a lot of the students walk right by the building because the athletics facilities, the exercise, the gym is literally right down the street. And they don't even know they're walking by. Okay, so, I mean, there's an issue of presence we have to deal with, which is really bringing some visibility, and we should have that talent and expertise in ornamental horticulture and plant science to be able to do that. So that's something that's a strong issue to create some messaging. You know, we're here, and I think we all need to realize that. It's like the garden center that doesn't have plants out front. You know, so as I said, we did a number of focus groups, and this is really where we got the base information. It was really great to interact with the students and get it. But you know, from a scientific standpoint, it's not the analytical data that we all want for issues like this. And so we did some survey work as well, which I'll tell you. We talked with current and prospective students. We talked with students at UF and within the UF community, as well as some community colleges with the focus groups. What we found was that they do not know what horticulture is. They don't know what it means. It's compounded in the state of Florida by the fact that they get literally, I think, one class in plant science in high school now. I think I had two courses as a high school student, one in botany and one in general biology. They get like one class pretty much right now. So they're really not familiar with plant sciences as we're familiar with, so they need to be informed. Their interest is there. They're intrigued by the thought, but they really don't understand what it is. Things that do resonate with them, and I share this with you because this is what messaging needs to be all about to get their attention. Okay, and it's a matter of getting their attention, getting them sucked in, and getting them understanding, you know, what the real opportunities are. Things like sustainability strongly resonate. I can tell you that from the agronomy department's part of the program in plant sciences. They have sustainable crop production. Horticulture science also has a sustainable type programs. They're strong in both areas. It probably is one of the strongest parts of the agronomy department's programs because students, they want to be involved in sustainability. They want to be involved in innovation. So the plant breeding, the plant genetics, the GMO programs, really strong because students are interested in that aspect of what's going on in their lives and in careers. Community issues, and that means community as a group of people that share vision, goals, outlook, and also collaboration, okay, working together. And I think we're going to have a great workforce going forward because these young people do want to work together. It's not like the me generation, which we've been trained in. It was my degree, my thesis, my research, my classes. They're more of a collaborative a group of people in nature. They want to know about real science. They are more positive about biotech and more positive about things like GMO, open to it all, and conservation. They care about and they own the future of the world and our environment and food as well. They want to do something meaningful. They just don't want to exist. They want to have impact on the world. They want to have fun while they're challenging the world. I've always practiced that. It's not my motto is, if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. And I'm glad these younger people share that. And as I just said, they deeply care about the environment and our food sources. So that's the kind of messaging and things that we have to be aware of when we want to get their attention. To get some empirical data, I did a study, and I worked with Thomas Calhoun. Thomas is probably the survey guru of our university almost. He has worked with the IdeaMap program, which is a very powerful and sophisticated program of survey analysis. And I won't go into detail on that. I can do that with Thomas. He's literally downstairs right now underneath us giving a paper. But utilize his expertise to help us with getting some real data. So the things we focused on with the students are understanding personal values, what their focus was in those areas. You can understand what they want, you can get them attracted. Their life and career highlights, and this all feeds back into just getting them into plant science. Guidance for career goals, who gets them tracked into where they're going? Who are the people that influence them? And then influence on academics, which means what courses do they pick and how do they see themselves tracking into a career through an academic program, which is what we offer. Back up. We are doing a lot more testing as well, okay? So what I'm sharing with you is we've got about 400 students. We're going to be doing more with some of the community college students, a broader audience. This went out to 400 prospective UF students. So we're talking about teenagers here, okay, which is who we want to attract. So from this, I've broken this out into the four categories. This is a continuum of analysis. So the rankings that you'll see, like this first one here was with the rating of 29, and the rating goes from a positive number, which could be higher or a little bit lower than the CEPTIS 29, to negative numbers. And what it means is positive is it's important to them. Negative means, nah, not really. And I think there'll be some surprising things here, which is why we're going to do a little bit more analysis, because we want to make sure we get it right. So I'm breaking this into four areas so we can see the data, understand it, and kind of categorically understand where students are. Personal values, and that is the things in life that are important, which is how we have to attract them into what we do professionally, is ability to make change in the world. They want to impact the world. That was the highest of all the things that they tested on. Collaboration is really important. Community. Prestige starts to be, not as much as the students who want to be doctors and lawyers and engineers, okay? And they've talked about that in the focus groups. Creativity is important. Interdependence is important. Entrepreneurship, less kind of business-oriented, I think, as some groups. Competition, they don't want to be competitive. They want to collaborate. And they're interested in globalism. Other categories, life and career, this was the strongest, and I'll share this list with everyone, okay? So things like salary is really important, but continuous learning and other issues like that are really important. Biotechnology, innovation, all these really important, which is really kind of interesting. Career goals, the credible people are other students, current students, academic advisors, industry professionals from there. You know, they care about what their parents think, but they're not the ones that are going to make up their minds for them. Okay? And that was something that was really interesting. Peers, no. I don't want my friends telling me what to do. I want to know people who are involved. Peers rank high on academic influence. That's kind of like what courses to take. Okay? And so students, we don't do that. Academic advisors, recent graduates, and then parents, I don't want parents telling me what to do. Just an insight. Questions that students have, it's boiling down to, it's about jobs and making sure they understand what the jobs are. And we all are having a difficult time describing that. And I think that's what I'm going to work on for this next year, to try to figure out how do we describe it in a way that there are categories. Because it's not commodity anymore, okay? It's not floriculture, ornamentals, fruits, vegetables. It's a different composition than that. They want to work outdoors. They want flexibility in their lifestyles. They want a good-paying job. They want career paths that they can progress through. They want to impact the world. They want to have a good life and family, and they want to have career-long learning and growth. We have to show them the pathways, okay? Show them not only the big-picture pathways, but even the coursework pathways to get to where they want to be. They need the message from people like themselves. They need to have academic advisors, credible industry professionals. They need concise messaging. It needs to be iPhone readable, okay? This is our website for UF. It's too much, okay? It's got to be short and sweet. Get them the hook, and they'll take it from there. So transfer students need to know how to get in. They need to know the prerequisites. They need to know how to apply. Freshmen need to know what are the requirements, and if they know they can't get in, can they go to a two-year school and then get in that way, which is really easy at UF. And then students within the university, they want to know, give me a course I can take to make sure it's the right thing, and help me know whether or not the credits I've taken are going to count. We've got to give them concise messaging. We had a 15-page document on how to apply as a transfer student. We've condensed it down to one card with five key bullet points, and huge difference, okay? I mean, they glaze over if you hand them a 15-page document. We're creating some events, because on-site activity is really important. Interaction with students is really important. Faculty on campus in conjunction with other campus programs. Don't just leave it to the main admissions office to do recruitment. It's got to be done at the department level. Information for transfer students, freshmen, parents. Parents have to be influenced, even though the data says that they're not as important from students, but they do if they're paying the bill. Concise messaging on social media is really important. Give them a hook, and they'll get the details themselves. Start with so what's really important, bottom line, is give them a field of study. They don't want to be as commodity-driven as we have been in the past. They want to be able to start in on plant science and work from there, foresee a career with a good salary, have a career that values community and collaboration, and foresee the opportunity to be collaborative, look forward to a career of creativity and innovation, and see an opportunity for leadership and improving the world. And that's the kind of things that we're putting into messaging to students right now. And as I said, probably the most important thing is that someone within a program has to own that job. That's what I'll do at UF. Thank you. Have time for questions, Brian?
I have one question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so when I applied at UF, as an undergrad, I remember getting scholarship offers in the mail. Do you foresee any sort of marketing for what type of financial aid you can get, or where does that fall into?
We're trying to coordinate that, okay, but a lot of that is handled at a big university like UF completely independently of the departments, okay? So it would be an advantage to try to be able to articulate that, you know, with a message. So real positive thing. Scholarships are really important. Bottom line is they need to know, students need to know they're going to get a job for which they can pay off their student loans, which will someday enable them to be able to buy a house, because the current generation is really in a tough place. Really good point. Articulation on that is important. It's got to come from the department level is what I'm seeing.
Thank you, John.
Thank you all.